Well, you were telling me, what was Gaston like?
Well, Gaston was a lot of fun, just a normal boy. Uncle William was extremely strict with Gaston, though. I was a little afraid of Uncle William. But I liked him. He was good to me. But he was truly strict on Gaston. And I felt that that was not good for Gaston. I think it affected him. But he came up to our house later and stayed there to go to school as a member of our family. And we enjoyed him. And he felt freer there. But we didn't strict. I don't know. He meant he would work all the time. Thought he was being a good daddy, I'm sure. But he was a little bit, too authoritative or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, did that have any effect on Gaston?
I think it did.
What was the result?
Well, he'd slip around and do things.
Just to get out from under his dad's
thumb? I think he did. In fact, he slipped around, smoked, and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty heinous.
Yeah, that was terrible. Well, in fact, he died of lung cancer later. But he made a good man and worked hard and married a girl up north, and they adopted a daughter, and Gaston worked for Gerber Baby Foods for years. He was their salesman on the road and got all that ice and snow and everything. And made a good living up there. Out at Cross River, New York, which is where he lived. We went there.
We did go there.
We spent the night
meeting
there.
Him.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Well, he's been dead a long time.
How did your cousins do in later life? Are you in touch with them or their children?
I'm really not. And these are cousins on Mama's side. I don't know much about my cousins on Papa's side.
No. Was it Papa's father that you were still unsuccessful in tracking, or his grandfather?
His grandfather. Well, yeah. See, we have his father and his grandfather, but I can't find the great-grandfather.
You were trying to find where
And I haven't done one blessed thing about it, and I keep thinking I'll get my business straightened out and the records straightened up on what I found and everything, and spend days in that library down in Moultrie. There's a rather nice genealogical section there. Genealogical, I should say.
You once talked about the possibility of having Folks Huxford do some research for you.
Oh, Folks is dead.
He's dead. Not you were talking of someone.
Brent Holcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made me a prize not long before I married. I never have even answered the letter. And he would do it. But I know a lady in Albany who is professional, too. In fact, she writes a column in the Albany paper every Sunday. Marie Delamar. She's a professional. I might get her. But I just, it's more fun if you can do it yourself.
Well, all right. How could somebody in the family trace your cousins or their children and contact them now?
I don't know. Oh, there's some connection to most of them around Pearson. You could find somebody descended from or related to by marriage or something to almost any of them. It could be traced. Some of the children of the cousins are still there.